you want to know what's on our minds, if you want to know what's in our eyes, listen to Queer Eye
for that pink eye.
What was that?
Q2
Queer Eye.
I'm doing a little Sinead O'Connor. They make the guests sit through that every
and
time.
Nothing compares to nothing compares to you. That's how she sings, right? That's Sinead, right?
Yes. That sounds exactly like a ritual.
That's when she developed cerebral palsy.
What? Non sequitur, what?
Well, don't they have problems? Okay. If you want to know what's on our minds, if you want to know what's in our eyes, listen to Queer Eye for the pink eye. If you want to know that we are here, if you want to know that we are queer, listen to Queer Eye for the pink eye. Welcome everybody to episode 666. That's the satanic episode.
Woo-hoo!
Of Queer Eye for the Pink Eye. I'm Joey.
Sorry. I am Diana, his co-host.
And today we have a guest. Say hello.
Hi.
That's Erica. She is proof that to be invited into our queer, you do not have to be queer.
Yeah. I'm tired of people assuming that you can only be on the show if you're gay. We're not mean like that. We're not Republican like that. Shit.
I mean, we can have one straight because we still over gay.
It's true. That's slightly numbers toward favor of the gays, but still, nonetheless.
I'm gay friendly.
You are indeed.
I'm sitting on the couch with two gays.
You know, that makes you a faggle.
She's a faggle, everyone.
She's one of us.
One of us.
Plug it up. That's how that chant goes, right?
Yeah, sure, why not? Carrie, yeah.
By listening to Erica, you might think that she might be a lesbian.
I think that all the time when I hear my own voice. So weird.
Because her voice is kind of deep, right? And that's like totally a dyke thing.
Oh my god, I never noticed that. Do you really think that?
No.
Okay, I don't think it looks like a lesbian at all.
So if she's either a lesbian or a phone sex operator.
What are the other?
Oh, that'd be good. There's a lot of money in that, I'm assuming.
Okay, so let's imagine I'm calling a phone sex line.
Okay, please do. I would love to hear this.
Okay.
Hit it. Beep, boop, boop, beep, boop, boop. Ring, cell phone from ring. The 80s.
Shh. Hi, this is Erica's lesbian sex line. Who's this?
This is Delilah. I thought maybe you could help me out with my situation.
Oh, what situation is that, Delilah?
I'm a little bit shy. I've never done this before.
Oh, God, it's creepy.
Oh, you've never used a phone before, or?
I've never called a phone sex line before. I'm a little bit nervous about it, but I'm really horny.
Why don't you start by telling me what you're wearing?
Well, I'm wearing a polka dot dress with the fringed lace on the arms, and it comes down to my bicep, and there's fringed lace around the collar. And fringe lace around the bottom. And it's got a kangaroo pocket.
I'm gonna stop you right there, Delilah. You're actually a gay man, are you?
No. Why? Just because I'm wearing a polka dot dress doesn't make me a gay man.
You know this phone call is costing you like $20 a minute, right?
So let's get to the sex, I told you. I'm horny.
Okay, so why don't you lift up that polka dot dress? Let's see what you've got under there.
I'm lifting it up. Ooh, the lace is tickling my vagina.
Oh, right there, that's a tell. That's a man.
And scene. Very good. Very good.
This reminds me of Drama.
Like. A little bit. A little weirder. But about the same, yeah.
Yeah, well.
Just hang on. I feel like I should be talking about muffins. Moist muffins, like that Saturday Night Live.
Yes, we all got the reference.
Delicious dish it.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, I agree. Erica does have a delicious muffin. And she sometimes shares with others.
It's a little yeasty today, her muffin, I think. Just a little too much yeast.
Sometimes I find that Erica's a bit greedy with her muffin. She does not like to share with others.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Especially after, yeah, she butters it. Oh, yeah. It's all hers. Yeah.
Good times.
Yeah.
Good times.
Good times.
Diana asked if she could have heavy flow tampons for her muffin. Oh, wait. Did I ruin the analogy?
I think Diana has a jelly muffin, actually, today. She got a jelly muffin.
You know, true story today, actually. Funny. I was just running around, and I'm wearing white jeans today, and then I looked down and I said, oh, my jelly muffin spilt, and I almost got it on my white jeans.
Oh goodness.
Thank goodness I caught it before my jelly muffin.
I'm really not happy with this.
You brought it up.
Do you think that's what Beyonce meant? I don't think you're ready.
For this jelly?
Ew. Well,
that's between menstrual flow.
I'm on my period. So. Could you wait?
Yeah, that's what it's about.
So could you wait?
Kelly, are you down with this?
Oh.
Michelle,
are you down with this?
Beyonce. Okay.
Are you down with this?
No, can you handle this?
Oh, yeah, right.
I don't think you can handle this. This period. So just wait.
So just wait.
Because I'm about to turn into Sasha motherfucking bitch. Because I got my ring right now.
Sasha Fierce is who she is when she's on her ring.
The secret of Beyonce's power.
So clever.
I'm Miss Sasha Fierce. Imagine. It becomes this thing like synonymous with terror. She's Bears Cow! She's on her ring!
Period.
One of Erica's secret skills is being able to recall the lyrics to any song at any moment in time.
That's weird that you know that, because I know that, and I must have told you.
Say a song from the 90s, and I bet you she does.
Okay, I'm totally going to do this.
Okay, what's about that song that goes... Hard in a blender, banana mender, and a manana, and I said a manana, bear. Done in there, I'm through with you. It's like Toad the Wet Sprocket or something.
All he said was hard in a blender. The rest of it was gibberish.
Because I don't know what he says.
Oh, gosh.
Do you know what song I'm talking about?
No, sorry. I'm assuming that your version is nothing to the actual song.
That's the problem with Joey. For some reason, surprisingly quite musical, Joey's surprisingly bad at recreating songs. I'm like, what song are you talking about, Joe? And then he sings, I'm like, that sounds absolutely nothing like the original.
I think they might all sound like that.
Flesh is burning. Na 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 na.
Okay, give me a song to recreate.
Can you handle this? Na 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 na.
Give me a song to recreate.
Okay, how about Snaps?
Snaps.
Shut up.
A song that everybody knows.
Peaches.
You know a lot of Peaches?
No, but I want Joey to sing it.
Okay.
Is that the President of the United States song?
No, like Peaches.
Peaches the chick, not lady. Like Peaches from President.
Not millions of peaches.
Millions of peaches.
Okay.
Peaches for me.
Joey doesn't know
Peaches. Millions of peaches. Oh. Peaches for free.
I think Joey really latched onto that. He's like, I know something about Peaches.
I know 90s lyrics.
You know that they played that song at the Peach Festival every year when that song came out? The Peach Festival was like, fine a fucking league. We have a song about Peaches.
We got it, ask the motherfuckers.
Millions of peaches.
Everybody's like, the peaches are free. They start like stealing shit. They're like, wait, we can't play that song. People think the peaches are free. This is ruining Peach Festival 2001.
And that's how the Peach Massacre of 1993 started.
Is that in Penticton?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. The Penticton Peach Massacre.
There really is a BC Peach Festival every year. That's no lie. And it features a giant peach. And, what? Do they have, like, a band? Like, what is a peach festival?
There's a moment of silence for all of those
for all the fallen
died.
Peaches.
All the fallen peaches.
All the peach pickers that died on the site.
Peaches performs at it. It's kind of inappropriate because she keeps saying, like, lick my peach, lick my peach. And then humps something.
And then, like, pours turkey blood on herself.
So you do know peaches.
I do know peaches. I didn't know any. Like, what peaches song could I recreate? Come on.
I went to Peach Festival.
Did you really?
Or I went to Penticton during Peach Festival. I never saw a single peach.
Really?
What?
But I did float down the river, and that is a good time. Have you done that?
I've always wanted to, but I've never.
Oh, had. It's fun.
I yeah. kind of always wanted to too.
You should.
It's like a BC thing.
Put it on your
go to the interior
peach bucket list.
Put it on my peach bucket list.
Nice wordplay.
No, it's really fun. If there's so many people, and you grab your booze and you grab something that floats, and you just it's so
saunter
fun.
Down the river, sipping booze, yes. and floating in the water and the
yes,
sunshine.
It's a party.
It sounds awesome.
It's good times.
But I've heard that if you look at the bottom of that river, it's coated in empties. Everybody just tosses their
oh,
empties
I believe
overboard.
That. There's also a jean skirt at the bottom of that river because I had one in my raft that I had worn to the river. And my friend thought it would be funny to flip my raft. So everything in there is lost. It's gone. So I had to wait for the car in my bathing suit. Yeah.
That's a hilarious really, prank.
I was really quite mad, actually. Yeah, but it was her stagette, so...
You couldn't quite have the temper tantrum you wanted.
No.
Don't you like when, like, idiots think that they're doing a prank when really what they're doing is destroying your life? Like, it happens so often. Well, people are like, you just pranked you.
Who pranks you, Joey?
Well, frat guys are always pranking me.
Frat guys? Like, Joey's just walking past Alpha Omega, and he gets, like, fucking beat up by some frat guys. Just pranking you, man. Like, what? I think Joey thinks he's living in a van.
Every time they beat me up, they say, you just got punked.
So Ashton Kutcher follows you around?
I'm like, that wasn't a prank.
That's technically punching me in the face.
By the time I say that, they're gone.
Because they're imaginary?
Yeah.
They were never there?
And then Joey walks out of the opium den and says, I'll never do this again. But he does it again the next weekend.
Oh, Joey.
Or like when someone like jumps out from an alley and like shoots you in the leg and says, just pranked you.
And you're that like, happened to you,
by
right?
Delta Theta. They run away. My boyfriend is in that frat.
Shut up.
Yes. So he's kind of told me some of the secret hijinks that go on.
The secret? He told you the secret stuff? I thought you were taking that to your grave or whatever.
There's actually secret frat stuff?
Yes.
Like that doesn't go outside the frat?
Yeah.
It's circle jerks, isn't it?
That's what I said. Yes, it is.
Okay, we all know what you mean by secret things nobody talks about that only the guys do.
That's urban exactly legend right. About like circle jerking
yes,
on a cracker.
Yeah. Yes, I think that's hockey teams though, not frats.
Well,
that's what I always
it's
heard.
Every gathering of men.
Okay, wait, back it up. I must be incredibly ignorant because I don't know what the hell people are talking about jerking on a cracker.
There's
okay,
an urban
so here's
legend.
What you do.
Yeah, you go.
Okay, Erica, please give me a
well,
play-by-play.
Well, Joey, maybe you're a guy.
No,
you've
I want to hear Erica's
it.
Description of this because
yeah,
I think it'll be funnier.
Okay. So you know what a circle is, right?
I've never heard of the circle. Please describe this geometric shape.
It's round. Okay. It has no sides. So, men like to stand in a circle, and at the center would be a cracker. I guess... Maybe a Ritz or maybe a stone wheat. That's a little
those are bigger.
I always pictured it a Breton.
That's so funny. You guys about picture different types of crackers for said activity.
Or like one of those.
Definitely not a soda cracker.
One of those rye crisps. Like no. One of those big like Malva bread. Like
I always pictured nothing with holes because like
oh yeah
soda crackers have holes.
Good point.
And we'll get no to good. The reason why in a minute.
I can't
so.
Wait for this.
The men are standing in said circle. In the locker room, I've always pictured, or in Joey's version, would be a frat house.
No, in my version, it's a sleepaway camp cabin.
Oh, okay. Ooh, that's hotter.
Okay.
Do you picture them naked? Because I picture them with, like, jerseys on, with, like, pants down.
They are clothed. They're clothed.
Clothed.
Maybe okay. No pants, but...
Like, okay, pants off, or, like...
Or just, like, flies open.
Yes, okay.
Interesting. Okay, I never... Okay, interesting. You both have to put thought into this.
Okay, so, men do something called masturbate.
Mastermate.
I've never tried it, but apparently it's all the rage.
Interesting. I hear the kids are doing it these days.
And the point of this circle jerk is to masturbate onto this cracker.
Okay, let me a little clarification here. They're masturbating themselves, not the person beside them.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
They are putting their hand onto their own penis.
It's like any kind of manly competition, gambling or poker or now circle jerk. It's where, like, somebody comes out victorious in the end. It's a competition.
It's a competition so you can come first.
Okay, so the point is not to be last.
That's the point.
Because the last person to circle jerk onto said cracker has to eat the cracker.
Okay, yes. What?
I don't know who would make this up. I don't know. It had to have happened at least once, I think.
That's
in
disturbing.
The locker room or in now, sleepaway camp.
I've got some clarification questions.
Oh my gosh. We should email Mythbusters and see.
Mythbusters has got to do this.
Joanna actually asked Mythbusters about something else that was weirdly weird. What was it? Something sexual.
We wanted to see, because Dinah says that every time she watches porn, which is every half hour, she...
I'm addicted to porn.
She says that she can see the long porn penis moving inside the girl's throat.
No, that's a tranny. She has an Adam's apple.
So
you're watching tranny porn?
No, when they're deep throating a cock, I swear I see the cock moving in their throat, and I'm like
down here.
And I was saying, there's no like physical way that the penis can bend at the back of the throat to like curve towards, like it just can't happen.
Where does it go? It goes from like 7 inches.
Where? Oh my god!
And then it goes all the way to the hilt. Where is it going? Up into her sinuses? That's what I say.
And Diana being a lesbian, and have never encountered a hard penis.
This is true. I've never actually
doesn't
taken
know.
Any penises into my
and
mouth.
So we said, well, let's ask Mythbusters. And so we came up with a scenario where Ginger Goatee with beret goes behind a x-ray shield and demonstrates.
He deep-throats somebody.
Cucumber.
Okay, well, no, we gotta use a human thing.
It's gotta be a human. I mean, Mythbusters is scientific.
Yeah, they're scientific.
They would do it.
Oh, yeah.
Cock. So, and then they take an x-ray of him deep-throating and we'd see where it actually was at. And it'd be all the name of science.
They could have a whole episode about sexual myths.
They probably could have like 18 episodes about sexual myths. There's a lot of them out there.
How come I can only picture Ginger Goatee?
There's also the ginger girl. She could do it.
No!
Okay.
That makes me sad that she would have to. I think the dude should have to. What?
She would have to. She would have to. She loves the other science, guy, Diana. She would do it voluntarily. By the way.
And she, if they were to do the bust the cracker legend, she would be the cracker.
That's racist, Joey.
No, that's sexist. Wait, what's happening?
That's racist and sexist. Booyah! Birds with one stone. That's what the expression means, right?
I was just going to say, how could you eat her at the end? But I figured it out.
Okay, here's what I want to know about the circle jerk with the cracker thing. How ambitious are these men? Are they like 6 inches away from the cracker? Are they like 12 feet?
I pictured it quite close, like they're shoulder to shoulder.
That whole shoulder to shoulder thing makes it a lot more homoerotic. Just saying.
I think that's the
there's
way
nothing,
Joey pictures.
There's nothing
not
gay
me.
About a circle jerk. It's all about masculine competition.
Nothing gay.
So after the first guy.
Nobody's touching anybody.
Except for their shoulders.
Yeah.
So they can feel their arms.
Their hairy shoulders.
That's grossing me out. Erica just didn't demonstrate it on me.
So after the first guy ejaculates onto the cracker.
Right.
And he's all like psyched because he's the winner.
AKA
then does he like
worst lover. I'm just saying. Did he come in like 20 seconds? Worst lover.
Does he like stay in the circle,
or does he
and,
step out,
you know, cheer?
Like, he's like, come on, man.
You guys can do it to the finish line like you can. Come on.
Because like I'm picturing a team of men.
Right, right.
So
there's much like, more sportsmanship.
Is he like slapping like asses like in football?
This is getting more homoerotic by the minute. Now, Erica is not a queer herself, but she's doing really well in the homoerotic compartment of things.
I think Joey has a boner.
Mm-hmm. Would you guys like to do our first segment?
I would love to do the next segment.
That was very Mariah Carey of you.
Thank you. I'm trying to break out into my own career.
All right, weekly highlights.
Weekly highlights.
Okay, so in this segment, we share something from our week, positive or negative, just like with something that was like stood out from your week. So, Dana, what was your weekly highlight?
Okay, I would have to say this week, my weekly highlight was celebrating Aussie Day. To do that for the first time, I had a chance to go to the local Aussie pub I did not even know it existed and celebrate with some Aussies. Okay, first of all, just
you mean that TV show where everybody's in jail, right?
What?
Oz?
Oh, yes. We all passed the soap around. It was good fun times.
Y'all passed the soap. Everyone got a little bit of a shiv.
Everyone dropped it.
Who's gonna get shivved?
It was kind of like spin the bottle with more of an edge because you either end up with a bottle in your ass or a shiv. It's not very nice. Anywho's.
And there's a black guy in a wheelchair.
Yeah, random. Anyways, yeah, so Aussie Day was really fun. It was crazy to see how many actual Australians have secretly taken over Vancouver. When you see them all in one spot, that's you're like, where the hell do people come from?
It's true.
It was also interesting to see how much music has come from Australia. Props Kylie Minogue and Wolf Mother. But I gotta say the DJ was a bit shit. Not gonna lie. Wait, what was funny to me was that knowing it was Aussie Day, specifically looking for this place and even getting the address in advance, it was located in this pub that's located downtown. Fucking walked past this place twice. It's in this like sub-basement. Where it's like where the Australians are banished for being like evil people. It's almost like they have like a secret black market going on. They can't be at like street level. They'd be like in a basement of a place. It was very funny. I didn't even know it was going on until I followed like some random person wearing like an Australian flag downstairs.
Okay, you want to know the highlight of my week?
What's the highlight of your week, Joe?
Don't sound sarcastically excited.
I'm so excited to hear about your assignment of the week.
Cool. Rick.
Rick. Tell me more about it, Rick. I'm gonna sleep over Rick.
Who doesn't love Amy Poehler?
I know, Amy Poehler's a delight.
Okay, so I was on the SkyTrain like I always am going to work, and I didn't have anything to do on my iPhone because my iPhone usually like keeps my attention. I have to pay attention to things. I have to use my imagination. And as I'm going over the bridge, I see a graffiti tag that says Rat Saya. You know graffiti tags when people take like spray paint and spray stuff, right? They tag their name. It says Rat Saya, and it's right along the water, and it's on this like this total industrial area in Richmond, and it's on like a fence that's looking like it's in a rundown area, and I'm like, what kind of graffiti tagger names themselves Rat Saya? It's the combination of rat and messiah. So here, picture this. Homeless man living on the river. He's drug addicted and hallucinogenic. And he's sitting on the river. And suddenly, like, squeak, 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 rats start surrounding him. And he's like, what's going on? Looking around frantically. And the rats start scurrying around him. And then the food that he's picked out of the garbage can, he starts offering to the rats. And more rats come, and he's feeding the rats. And then as the rats like gather around him and like bounce on his shoulders and befriend him, he says, "Now I know what the purpose in life is. My life goal was to become the messiah of the rats."
By the way, this happened on an episode of Hoarders like 2 weeks ago. No
Are you
lie.
Kidding?
No lie. He had like thousands and thousands of rats in his house. They ate out the walls. They and he pet them, and they were his friends.
Did he call himself the rat sire?
He did not, but he should. I'm gonna email him and tell him he should use that name.
So I mean, I picture this happening at night on the river. And then as soon as he has this epiphany, lightning crashes in the background, and then he stands up and raises his hands in the air and says, I am Ratsaya! And grabs a spray can and scours the area, graffiti tagging, Ratsaya, Ratsaya, I am Ratsaya. And they are his friends. He feeds them, he takes care of them. He's the messiah of the rats. That graffiti tag was by far the highlight of my week.
You're like, oh my god, the whimsy your brain went into.
I saw a graffiti tag this week that said Jesus raves. So there.
Oh, does Ratsaya had something to do with that?
Homeless Ratsaya actually has long hair and a beard, and he wears a blanket that he found in the trash can.
Makes sense.
And he went to a rave.
And he was on an episode of Hoarders 2 weeks ago. I shit you not.
I'm not surprised,
okay,
actually.
Okay, I think it's funny that your brain would go there, because honestly, for some reason, for me, when I heard Ratsaya, the first place my brain went was...
Splinter from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
No, Splinter was the bad guy, wasn't he?
Yeah.
No, Splinter was the good guy. He was the mentor, rat. Yeah. That's totally where my brain went. I'm like, he's the rat sensei. He's the Ratsaya. I don't know why I thought of that. And I'm like, he is working on those Ninja Turtles. They'll be saving Vancouver any day now.
Yeah.
When they've grown enough to fight using ninja skills in turtle form.
It's his way of telling the mutant turtles that he's here.
Yeah. So we have yet to hear Miss Erica's weekly highlight.
Oh, gosh. Does it have to be an actual highlight, or could it be a sarcastic highlight being an actual low light?
I've never heard this before. I'm intrigued. Continue.
I too am intrigued by this.
So, I recently started dating a new fella. Not recently, I should say.
A new fella?
It's been 4 months or so.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, fairly recent. And we were snuggling, watching TV.
Mm-hmm. Were you wearing snuggies?
You don't plurally wear snuggies. You wear a snuggie, Joey. And no, I was not.
So I'm the only one who wears more than one snuggie.
Yes, you need more body fat, I think. And so it was very nice to just kind of watch TV with someone. And it's hard to demonstrate this while being digitally recorded. But
paint a picture for our faggles.
So he was kissing my forehead, and I didn't think anything of it, and he moved his head back and said, oh, that's gonna leave a mark.
What? Was he suctioning on your forehead like a leech?
And when I went to look in the mirror in the morning, sure enough, I had a forehead hickey. And if you look closely under these layers of makeup, you can see.
Oh, I know, there's a little mark there.
A forehead hickey. So
you dirty whore.
It's a highlight in the
you
fact that.
You fucking Jezebel.
I have a boyfriend. But guess what? Guys are douches, and they give you forehead hickeys.
Wow, that's way worse than the neck hickey, which you can kind of cover with the turtleneck.
Yes.
Forehead, you gotta like reapply 8 times a day.
Ugh.
Asshole.
Alright, you wanna do another segment?
Whoop whoop! Next segment!
What is that you're waving? Is it a gay wand? What are you, a gay witch? Don't make me gay. This segment, you can make something more gay. I grant you a gay wand, and you wave it, and you make something more gay, or you make something less gay. What do you want to wave the wand, and what do you want to do with that wand?
I think that Joey should be more gay.
What?
But I'm already gay.
Explain in greater detail. That would be very interesting. I must say, as a roommate who lives with Mr. Joe, he is gay in some manner. Obviously, he prefers the company of men.
But,
he's as not, do I.
As do I. But he's not overly what you'd call gay. He doesn't dress particularly effeminate.
He was the only man in our high school musical.
Danny, you want to make something more or less gay?
I think I'd like to. It's amazing to have this power bequeathed upon you by the gods of the Olympus.
Bequeathed upon you?
I said bequeathed, and you know it. There's no queefing involved in that statement.
I think there should be a word that says bequeathed.
Like you pass your queef along in your will.
Bequeathed upon you. Like if you're like having sex with someone, there's a little queef action. You were like, I was just bequeathed.
What?
I was bequeathed upon.
Okay. I'm going to use that term.
I just bequeathed upon you.
So it's so classy.
Right? That it takes away the awkwardness of a queef moment and makes it seem royal.
Okay, I'm done with this bequeathing business. I want to move on to my gay wand.
Oh, how about besharting?
Oh, that's disgusting.
I besharted upon you.
What's a shart?
That's when you fart and shit comes out.
Oh my
How do you
God.
Not know any disgusting things?
I'm apparently a lady and y'all are commoners.
We are the wassels. You are the lady of the house.
Okay, what do you want a gay wand?
I would like to gay wand. And this might upset some of our listeners who are might be steadfast and quite devout in their faith to this, but Harry Potter. I think Harry Potter should be more gay wanded. I like the idea that it's set in like this children's school where they all grow up together and they have magic skills and whatnot. But I feel like there's a whole lot of gay opportunity that's missed there. And granted, like posthumously, they reveal that Dumbledore might have been a gay man. What? Where does that even come in? Unless there's like a long,
that was so random,
distracted view where he's actually like making out with like Snipely or whatever his name is.
After the books are already written, she's like, he was a gay man.
Yeah, I know.
Hermione was a transsexual hermaphrodite.
It's like, what?
Just read it again, you'll find it in there.
You'll see it if you look hard enough. I'm J.K. Rowling, and I'm a genius.
Remember when Hermione stuck her penis in Ron? I just didn't write that part, but it happened.
It happened, right,
it happened in my mind. I was telling the story to my child. I couldn't put that in, but it was in my mind.
I bet at Dumbledore they had circle jerks.
All the wizards stand around the wizard's tower trying to ejaculate onto a dragon's head.
Once we wave the gay wand at Harry Potter, circle jerks are in every house.
What? No! Okay, I'm not doing it for the benefit of the gay men. Wants to see some lesbians. And you know who I think would work, who's surprisingly effective, and it makes sense if you think about it, was the chick who was in charge of botany. Because there's a large amount of lesbians who like plants. There's a large association there. Big association.
I never knew that.
Plants. Huh. Just ask most lesbians. They will say that they, if you had to put like dislike or like plants, they would check like plants.
Hmm.
Quite often there's gay characters and not lesbian characters. I agree. They could have had some lesbian characters. Why is she going to make Dumbledore gay where's the lesbian?
Yeah.
But you know what? In England, when way back when homosexuality was became a term, this is Oscar Wilde back in the 18th century.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't even a term before. And when it was presented to the Queen, she said they standardized this, that it was illegal. I don't remember. I think they standardized it as illegal to for a guy to be with another guy. They called it sodomy. And one of the people said to the Queen, well, what about girls? And she said, oh, girls don't do that kind of thing. So they actually disregarded women's sexuality completely. And
wow.
As far as okay, legalizing bet, you know, or not, it was just gay
I
men.
Think we should look into that Queen's particular life. And I bet she went to an all-girls boarding school, all-girl university. I bet you anything, there's a little bit of muff action happening there.
A little bit of muffology.
Is this the Queen?
That's Ratsaya.
Could be the Queen in a homeless
man dress.
Queen
needs to shave her legs.
Yeah, why
is a lesbian? That's a myth.
What?
That they should disprove on Mythbusters, that lesbians don't shave their legs.
Mm.
or their armpits.
That is just
it's
just,
rude.
It is wrong to assume such things. I think that numbers wise, statistically, I think that, well, I think here's the I think here's what it comes down to, and this is something we were discussing last week, but that I think that not to get all weirdly political, but there is such diversity within both lesbian, queer, like gay man continuum, whether you're queer or whatever, you can't really just put people in one category. And I think it's really annoying that you feel like you have to fall into these subcategories if you're in one of these areas. If you're a good lesbian, you're this, or you're this.
Yeah.
It's bullshit. Mm. Just like most straight people, they have to live in these, like, set categories. Are you a jock? Are you a butch? Are you a femme? Like, there, you have more ability to go within categories, like, slide around. Whereas with gay world, I think it's a little bit specified, and I think that's bullshit.
Here's what I think.
Hit it.
Gay or straight, mm-hmm. if you're a girl and you don't shave your armpits, it's gross.
That's why we invite the straights on.
That's Erica's 2 cents.
Thanks, Erica. I'm sure all our hairy, hairy armpitted lesbians are now turning us off as we speak.
And click unsubscribe. What our listeners don't know is that Erica's bald. She's got alopecia.
As a cue ball.
She was in the movie Powder.
Okay.
Okay, let's move on to our next segment. I want to try it out. Let's see if it works. Let's do comebacks.
So you think you can make fun of me? Well, I don't know what to say. Comebacks.
Okay, so I've been in the last couple of episodes making this specific to our guests. So ready? I'm gonna insult you, and you're gonna have to come back.
You know how this works? You understand the concept?
You're just gonna come up with a comeback.
I don't know why you would insult me. I haven't done anything to you. I'm a guest on your show.
For the sake of comedy. All right, ready?
Okay.
Okay. So.
Hit it.
So hey, Erica, what are you? Nothing but tits.
Joey. I don't know.
Okay, wait. Say it to me again. Let's see what I got.
Dana, what are you, nothing but tits?
No, that's just a bold-faced lie.
Hurtful to my breast size. Okay. Well, if I was you, Erica, and well endowed, I would say the following. Yeah, I'm 100% tit. And you know what what tit spelled backwards is tit. Okay, wait, I gotta work on this.
Yes! Wow.
Okay, wait, I gotta go! Okay. Yeah, I'm 60% tit, 40% kick your ass, motherfucker! It's still a majority.
Not bad.
Not bad. Not the best. Most of the time you have to be like up in their face.
Okay.
As they come back.
Okay. Oh, Joey, what are you, everything but big penis?
Hey, that's kind of
awkwardly phrased.
That's actually a compliment.
No, it's not. Everything but big penis. That means you. Have
oh,
a small
but penis. Big penis means I have a small penis.
Yeah. Yes, that's not a compliment. Like, oh, you insult me, I will compliment your penis.
I thought you were saying I had a big penis. If I had big breasts and someone said that to me, I might say,
thank you.
I might say, yeah, and. I am going to feed all of Africa with my milk. What can you do, charity-wise, pauper?
Okay. I love this segment. Let's try a new one. I'll start.
Okay, let's hit it up.
So, Joey, maybe if you didn't have such a spiky hairdo, you wouldn't No, I lost it.
Pardon me?
Yeah. You know that bird was lost in hysteria. I'm like, what did you say? I thought it was a good bird, but I missed it.
Yeah, I don't know. I was trying to relive the earlier bird where I insulted his hairdo.
Okay, wait. Microphone. I got one. Okay. I got one. I'm going to do a little flashback to the early 90s with this one. I'm going to say... So, Joey, don't want no short man.
imply your most short in stature and short in penis length. Go.
Well, you can call me short, but I got growing pains that keep me up all night.
You're Alan Thicke.
So
I'm Alan Thicke. Nice. Thicke-ring to penis once again.
Mm, penis. It's girthy. He's very girthy, everyone.
He's Alan Thicke with his growing pains.
Okay.
In his penis.
So I would say my growing pains say that really I'm Alan Thicke, as in thick penis.
You can't say that. I said it.
No.
But I'm going to cut yours out.
You just stole your shit. What an asshole.
I hate this podcast.
He cuts out all the funny parts and makes himself.
I just make myself sound funny.
He likes to.
We're not even in it at all.
It's just me.
He tells every story and every joke.
I want to know from a straight perspective, Erica.
Yes.
When did you decide that gay was okay?
That's a good question.
That is a good question.
I think I appreciated it in grade 5.
Oh, that's early.
That is quite early.
I'm not going to name names, but a fellow in our class had some tendencies.
Did he wear a bow tie?
He may have.
Okay, now who are you talking about?
And I may have gone to his house to play Barbie. his mom worked for Mary Kay, and she would make me watch her wrap her gift wrap her Mary Kay products.
Okay, this sounds a little bit John Waters.
Yeah, totally.
And he would always throw the boy girl parties.
Yeah, he did. I remember that. But it was always like spins the bottle, ends up in a closet with somebody else they're never gonna make out with.
Right, because in grade 5, you don't make out. It's weird.
Aw, that's cute that he was gay in grade 5.
Yeah.
It was so obvious.
Except he had a girlfriend.
Did he?
It was all for show. We knew.
It just proves that if you can be gay in grade 5, there's nothing socialized
it's
about
a choice.
Shit. Like,
yeah. Oh, yeah, totally yeah. Chose that isolation and that mockery.
Yeah.
No, seriously, the dude was so gay. If ever in my life I was able to point my finger at one specific person and bet my life on them being gay, it would be that kid.
Also, Joey. In high school. Yeah. Big time. That's you were dating that girl.
That's the thing, is so many people... So many people hide it and like date girls, and like, why would you do that if you were choosing to be gay? Like, that doesn't make any sense. Anybody who says that you're choosing to be gay is so fucked up and doesn't understand at all. So like, what, you knew this guy was gay and you were like, I'm okay with that? Like, did you actually have that conscious thought?
I don't think in grade 5 I had that thought. I just thought,
this kid, that is
playing
a lot.
Barbies with this guy. Cool, I can play Barbies with a guy. And then once I got into high school and I really learned what gay was, then I thought of him.
Yeah.
You had a reference point.
Yes.
And you were like, whatever.
Yeah.
Who cares?
I don't know. I mean, my parents were pretty liberal, I would say, so.
Your parents are hippies, let's be honest.
Yeah. Pot-smoking
hippies.
Open-minded hippies. So they didn't really impose any of that judgment on me. So I will say that I've never kissed a girl. Joey?
Do you like the redheads?
Unlike Joey. Unlike Katy Perry.
Yeah.
You have not tasted the cherry chapstick except on your own lips.
Exactly. Because I eat my own chapstick.
Worst one ever.
Lip smackers were so delicious. Like, I don't even know how people didn't have resisted from, like, chomping that shit down like it was a chocolate bar. Like, that was so tasty. You put it on your lips and eat it off. And then put it on your lips and eat it off. It was, like, root beer flavor. It's like, yeah, shit. I'm going to, like, coat it on my lips so it's, like, so thick and then, like, eat that shit off. Oh, it just came off.
And Joey wonders why he has colon cancer.
Diana, you're the one who's addicted to chapstick.
I am mildly, yes.
Mildly?
I've often said if ever it comes down to survival situation and my lips feel dried out, I will smash a rock into my face so that it bleeds, and then I will coat my lips in the blood. Oh. Some might say that's a little unhealthy.
You've always said that.
I just say that I need my lips moist.
She's always said that. She's always said that.
In kindergarten, I said that. They put me to a psych eval. I came through with flying colors.
Okay, Joey, I have a question for you.
Erica, what's your question?
On a previous episode of Queer Eye, you discussed taboos. And a taboo for straight women and their partners is butt sex.
Yeah, it so is.
Mm-hmm. I've heard this, yes.
I've never done it.
You've resisted butt sex up to this now?
Well,
I have no doubt it's been proposed to you.
Because butt sex is like so gay, right? And it's so not gay.
Oh, it's not
which
gay.
Makes it taboo with the straight. Yeah, okay, I'm so with you on this.
Every straight man wants to put his penis into a butt.
And some straight men want fingers and dildos in their butts.
Yes. So, for a straight woman who's never had it in the butt, but has a partner that may or may not be interested in doing that.
Subtle.
Which means he is interested.
Of course.
Why would you propose this if he isn't?
What tips do you have for a first-timer?
Okay, we're getting personal here, but I don't take anything in my ass. It hurts, like, so bad, Erica.
I would imagine it does.
It hurts really bad.
Also, poo comes out of there.
Yeah, it does. So, lots and lots of lube. Because a vagina will produce its own lubrication, and ass will not.
Unless there's poo in there.
Unless you have lots of diarrhea.
Oh, so diarrhea is nature's butt sex lube.
Diarrhea is nature's butt sex lube. You got it.
Okay. Oh my god! Oh, I'm so horrified right now.
I know. Yes. I know. I don't know how. I don't know how gay people do this.
I don't know why anyone would want to do it.
I know.
There's poo in there.
I know.
I cannot reiterate this fact enough.
I know. This fucking sucks. It fucking sucks. Totally sucks. That's the shittiest thing, literally.
Oh gosh, I have so many more questions. I know that I think your relatives listen to your podcast. Yeah,
my mama listens.
Really?
Yeah, she does.
Oh, God.
Hi, Joey's mom.
Hi, Joey's mom.
In respect to you, I will not go further. Line of questioning.
Hey, let's play a game. Do you guys want to play a game?
Yeah.
I love games.
Do you want to, like, create some definitions for new gay slang words?
I love new gay slang words.
Let's do gay slang.
Gay slang. Woo, 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 woo.
Well, does your dictionary have words like poontang? What good's a dictionary if it ain't got gay slang? Okay, Erica.
Yes.
What we're going to do is we're going to pull one piece of paper from each hat, and we're going to come up with a definition for whatever word comes out. It's not going to be a word. It's actually going to be a string of three words.
Yeah.
So whatever we say, you're going to say yours, I'm going to say mine, Donna's going to say hers. It's going to create a phrase, and we are going to come up with a definition for it. We have lots of gay slang already. There's, like, fruit fly. That means, like, a girl who, like, hangs around with gay guys all the time. There's a fag hag, same thing.
I was going to say, I thought that was a fag hag.
Yeah, there's, like, a bear. There's, like, cub.
I know what those are.
You know what these are, right?
How do you know all this?
We gotta add more to the dictionary.
A bear is a hairy gay man, right? Yeah.
Why do you think we ask Air to come on? She's savvy.
She's the queer.
And a cub is like the younger version.
Yes.
Or like, you got this. Okay. You know this. So we're coming up with new slang. Because we're tired of them taking over the world. We guts to have our own.
Good.
Well, I mean, we just want to add to the lexicon. We want, like, to fill a Webster's size dictionary.
Oh, or, like, a gay Scrabble game.
Ooh. Why not?
Okay, draw.
Me first?
Pull from your Mexican Spaniard.
I've got mine. You get yours.
Oh, hysterical.
Dyke.
Pocket.
A hysterical dyke pocket.
Okay. It's like a group of dykes, right. A pocket of them, in a city. that love comedy clubs or
yeah
love comedy clubs. Galore, that, look at that hysterical dyke pocket over there. They're just freaking out. That comedian's so funny. That was weird.
Yes. Okay. No.
All right.
Yeah, totally.
Okay. Going. All right.
You got it. You get the idea.
Okay.
Hysterical.
I also love Mad Libs. So if you have that, we can play that too.
A hysterical dyke pocket is when someone is, when a lesbian is sticking her finger in the thing that contains the hood that contains the clitoris
of her own.
No, of her partner.
Okay.
And she is, she's managed to create, she's managed to get her finger to move to hysterical speeds into that pocket. And that's a hysterical, I'm calling the hood a pocket. So that's a hysterical dyke pocket.
I like mine, but sure.
Yours is better so far.
Oh, yours wins for sure.
Third, the swing at the ball. And I've got, it's basically a lesbian packing heat and wanting to really get off really bad. Packing heat, aka strap on. Hysterical, dyke, pocket, go.
All right, okay. Next term.
I've got the adjective hat, I suppose. Okay. Horrendous.
Homo.
Formation. Wow, I can already picture like 18. That's what happens when you watch gay porn.
Oh, I pictured like a pyramid of gay cheerleaders that all fall onto each other in erotic fashion. No, some of them die on the bottom. That's why it's horrendous.
That's why it's horrendous. The ones at the bottom die, squished on top of their lesbian sisters.
Yeah.
All right.
For me, a horrendous homo formation is when everybody, all the gays at the club are dancing to Celine Dion.
Accurate. That's so fucking bang on.
Which song? What song?
And I drive all night to die. What's
to
that
get
song?
To you.
To get to you.
See how it doesn't sound like anything like the song? What the fuck? Music skills go like just disappear to the ether.
Drive all night.
And I drive all night. That's
what I just you. Did.
No,
that
your tempo and timing is totally off.
Okay.
Okay. Joey stole mine. So,
so eager.
I didn't look.
What's
okay, what is it?
Horrendous homo formation.
Horrendous homo formation is the ice capades. Let's be honest. If you really look closely, there's a lot of horrendous homo formations with ice skates in the middle of it. That's about all I have to say about that.
Okay.
Got it.
Hit it.
Okay. I still like mine. I think I'm winning this game, you guys.
Yeah, you're doing really good.
Yay. Winded.
Pride.
Migration.
A winded pride migration.
Oh,
I got this.
That's the pride parade.
I was gonna say that.
No,
but they're running.
Okay, here's what I got to say about this winded pride migration. Post pride parade, it is all the drag queens who've been marching along in that pride parade wearing high heels that are not meant to be walked in. They're winded. They're exhausted. They move in that migration pattern, flocking to. Hamburger Mary's. That's what winded pride formation is.
I think we all had the same idea on that one.
Well, how could it be anything else?
Really?
I also pictured the Lion King. When I think of migration, I think of all those, what were they? Like buffalo or... They were running.
Okay, yeah. Let's do a new segment. Well, not a new segment.
No, it's not new. Not even slightly.
Let's do another segment.
Ooh, one we've never done before?
Well, we've done it before. He, she, said minute. We haven't done it in a while.
Ooh, I do like this category.
Oh, this is really hard. I wish it were longer. Want me to come again? That's what she said. Okay, our theme is
baking. I like baking. It's hot. It's toasted. It's good times.
So for one full minute, I'm going to time it. We're going to have a conversation about baking.
Rambling sexual innuendos about baking.
And everything that we say should be able to have that's what she said, follow it.
Or he said.
Okay, ready? In 3, 2, 1, go.
Whip it good.
The carrots in her cake were humongous.
Oh, that's a good one.
I like a yeasty muffin.
That's smooth like butter.
And then he iced her cake.
You know what? Give me gingerbread any day.
Oh, implying redheaded ginger pubes. It rises, but if you wait too long, it flops.
Oh, gosh. Oh.
Licking it off the top is best.
I prefer chocolate to vanilla.
Nicely done. I would have to say, be careful when touching it with your tongue. It will burn it because it's made out of hot metal. And vulvas are like that. So let's say she's slick like butter.
I churned that butter this morning.
Oh!
Oh, look! Look at me! Look at me go! I can't stop, you guys. You've created a monster.
And time. That's our goal here. We're trying to create monsters.
You're trying to make me gay. Don't bother.
Damn it, we sprinkled it into her drink and everything. She must be extra repellent. I'm immune to your gay charm.
I choose to be straight, you guys.
Fuck.
Fuck you and your free will.
Okay, I think we should wrap this shit up.
Wrap it up!
That's what she said.
Oh! That is what she said, because she didn't want herpes.
Thanks everybody who has downloaded us on iTunes. Thanks everyone who subscribed. Thank you everyone who has liked us on Facebook. Find us on Facebook or iTunes by searching Queer Eye for a Pink Eye.
I would also like to thank all the people who clean their apartments for 5 hours straight and listen to us back to back. That's a little crazy, but props to you.
Thanks Erica for being our guest
this
week.
Thank you Erica.
Thanks Diana for being my roommate.
I'm awesome that way.
Thanks Joey for being the best host in the world.
I'll give him an oy vey.
And please tune in again next week, everybody.
Thank you, guys. Thanks. Good night, faggles.
Good night, faggles.
Take care of yourself.
Or a good day, which depends on when you listen to us.
Good early morn.
And so mote it be.
I smite it, though.
I bequeathed you.
I bequeathed you.
See you next week, episode 6.
This was episode 6.
Well, this is next week, episode 7.
Oh, so diarrhea is nature's butt sex lube.